recording?
Confirmed.
Okay, thank you. All right, welcome everyone. This is the Tuesday, June 20th meeting of the Central Business District, Historic District Landmarks Commission, Architectural Review Committee. Roll call, Randy Hutchinson present, Robbie Candelosi present, Ashley King present, Miriam Salas absent, Robert Boyd absent, and three members constituting the quorum. The first item on the agenda are the minutes from last month's meeting. Are there any comments or a motion?
Move for the approval.
No, second.
There's a motion by Robbie Candelosi and a second by Randy Hutchinson. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Right, the first application on the agenda is 518 to 26 Gravier Street. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Yes, Mark Heck at 1541 Tulane Avenue.
Thank you. Staff?
This is an application for the renovation of four contributing rated three-story mixed-use buildings for conversion to a hotel use, including change of exterior windows and window openings, installation of new dormers, and reconstruction of a previously existing balcony in full control PK in place.
Sure, yeah. So these are currently vacant. The upstairs has been vacant for decades. There's some short lease tenants downstairs. The owners own the buildings. The family's owned it since the late 1800s. Basically looking, all the wood windows will be maintained, and there's actually some wood windows stored in the building. So the hope is to refurbish those and reinstall on openings that have been boarded up. The only openings that are being added are near the rear of the building. There's a garage door that was added at one point that we're infilling and adding two openings there, and some openings within the courtyard. And then there's the addition of the balcony. As Dennis said, it was an existing balcony at one point. We have sandborne maps that show the footprint of the balcony itself. So we're just adding back a balcony to the second floor and no other floors, as there's no record that exists there. One thing on the drawings that I noticed was overlooked is there's a stucco band down the Picayune Place elevation that goes up to about 4 feet high. That would be maintained. I'd do more damage to the brick to try to remove it. We are doing tax credits, federal and state, on this. So the application has not been filed, but obviously they'll also be looking at it pretty intently. We'll be going to BDSA to retain the existing windows and put a film on them to meet impact rating. And then the only, there are dormers we're asking to add to the rear of the roof. We felt it wasn't appropriate to put them on the front, as no other properties on the street you can have them. And there's a sightline survey showing the limited visibility of those dormers. The only other roof penetration or new construction is the elevator penthouse. We located that again behind the ridge of the roof to limit visibility from the street. And then, here, would you like a sip? Sorry. And then the current courtyard over the years has had a series of interior build outs connecting the buildings. There's one-story section that's in pretty disrepair. That's going to be reconstructed, and then there's a stair tower and connecting corridor to connect the front buildings to the rear building.
Is this a taxpayer?
Yes, yeah.
And have they signed off on it?
No, the application has not gone in yet. I'll be honest, some of the zoning changes expedited our permit submission and drawing set. So we're here before they're typically shocked to how we'd like to do it. But.
Understandable.
The
4 foot 11 deep balcony seems excessive.
I'm trying to remember if that dimension came off of the sandborne. I don't have a copy of the sandborne.
Sandborne don't give you dimensions of balconies.
But typically balconies are between 3 and 4 feet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless they're galleries, you mean?
A gallery is something all together. It was doing a balcony, a veranda.
Well, I'm just wondering. I'm wondering if originally it was a gallery.
The sandborne definitely noted it as a balcony, not without columns coming down. So yeah, we can.
But it wouldn't be a hard adjustment to make.
No, we can pull that back for sure.
I'm probably one that your structural engineer would appreciate it.
So are the dormers supposed to be completely invisible, or?
We tried to keep them as highly invisible as possible. I won't say that, you know, you won't be able to get a view of them at some point down Picayune, but Picayune is such a tight street. And again, we, you know, tried to pull the most likely angle that you could get a view, and I believe there's only one that...
The conservation brief 14, in terms of rooftop addition, states minimal visibility. Even though the Park Service would like no visibility, their minimal visibility is the exact verbiage.
That is also what we require, minimal.
Yeah. Minimal, so I would say... Minimal visit, like, so that's...
What's dictating the placement of those dormers? So they're actually not real dormers, right? They're sort of skylights, essentially, right?
Yeah.
So I don't see them on the plan where they're located relative to the rooms in which they're located. They seem very close, especially the one on Picayune seems very close to that side wall, and I'm just kind of wondering why. Why is it so close? Why couldn't it be?
Which end is that? Do you mind saying where?
The center?
Yeah.
Trying to work around some of the closets on the fourth floor, I think is what it is. And there's a bathroom directly in the middle of that first building. So we're trying to bring light into the actual living spaces, you know, bedrooms as opposed to a bathroom. So if you look, the bathroom's kind of centered directly on that first building. We could probably pull it over tight to that wall to pull it back from the edge a couple more feet. It's probably advised. Yeah. 2 to 3 feet?
Yeah.
Do we have a dormer detail submitted? It says C8801 for details, but A801 is balcony detail. It looks kind of fussy up in there with the elevations there. I was wanting to see what the details look like.
Those details aren't fully vetted. We'd have to come back to staff to figure out those final details. Again, this was... a bit faster than that.
And there's a balcony at the alley? This here?
Yes.
Okay.
That would not be visible from the street.
Okay.
And again, that stair addition will have a low slope roof coming to the street, and that wall, the brick wall, is actually the existing brick wall.
I don't have any comments.
Bobby, what do you think about the storefront?
On A201. So the new entrance doors, you're matching some existing entrance doors off to the right.
Correct.
That don't have a transom.
They're way too horizontal. They need to be more vertical, like a typical series of storefront doors with night blinds inserts in there.
So is it all... Everything's new, right? That you're doing.
No. The only ones that are changing are the fourth bay from the.
So they're there now. Those.
And there's no interest in restoring it at the ground floor.
I think we could speak with the client about the idea of restoring those elevations. Some of that we were waiting on the tax credit back up with it being existing material. It's hard to date when it was there. It feels to me that the doors with the transoms are probably circa 70s or 80s. They don't seem very well detailed, but I always hate to say we're gonna take something out until I get their feedback. So, I mean, that's something we could, you know, again, bring back those details in the storefronts.
Oh, yeah, they're nasty.
Yeah, they're not very nasty. Yeah.
And it seems like if you're getting tax credits, then you have an opportunity, you know, to put something in at the storefront that's good. I think that we'd really encourage that.
But you are putting in a new entrance in the third bay from the left, right? Those
Correct.
Are new doors. And you're matching a set of doors that are further down?
Correct, which do appear to be the original doors. It's very strange. They've got different ones they've unfilled with just beadboard as walls. They've got others that they've infilled with transom doors and some windows. It's not... Ideally, yes, I agree. I think it would look best if it was uniform across the facade and using lighting to demarcate entries.
The second floor windows are outside, right?
Well, so are the ones on the building next door, which is...
I was going to ask you about that,
if they got reversed at some point.
I think they've been reversed. I guess that's when the balcony went away, so you couldn't walk through it and fall off. But they should be 9/6. I mean, they should be 6/9.
Yeah, looking at the windows in the field, I think it'd be easy for them to flip that back and we'll make a note to...
I mean, if you're going to be trying to use the balcony, you need to get out there some way. Now, you're changing a window to a door at some point, or you're just going to do the slip head windows and
we're just going to do the slip head windows.
Good.
Yep.
Except.
Flip the 9. Yeah. The 9/6. Yep. Or the 9/6.
Is the sky bridge staying?
I'm sorry?
The sky bridge piece?
Yes. Yeah. The sky bridge is not in our scope. It's kind of a weird anomaly deal. Somehow I've worked on two of the only buildings in the city that have skyscrapers across the street.
I love them, personally.
All right, is there any public comment regarding 518 Gravier Street? Hearing none, is there any more discussion or a motion?
Do you want me to start?
Yeah.
Okay, so... is it a motion for approval with a reduction of the balcony from 4'11" to 4 feet? Can we live with 4 feet? Okay. The dormer closest to Picayune tried to move that towards the center of the building a few feet. Second floor openings, existing openings to be flipped. So they're 6/9 as historically. The new ground floor openings to match, we're okay with them matching the existing in bay 3.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm hearing.
We encourage them to change those horizontal lights to a more appropriate light, but we can't force them to do that.
Right. And do we, details to be worked out at staff, or do we want to see details?
I'm fine with staff.
Okay.
On the dormer.
And
the
also
dormer
details on the dormer.
Oh, we do want to see the dormer details?
Yeah, at the staff.
Yes,
at the staff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we will.
Dormers at the staff level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is there a second?
A second.
We have a motion by Ashley King and a second by Rabbi Candelosi. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, the next item on the agenda is 827 Carondelet.
I screwed up. Thank you.
Can you state your name?
You want the drawing spot?
Yes, I'm John Ruffley. I live at 4722 Contire.
Great. Staff?
This is an application for the detailed review of the renovation and penthouse addition at a contributing rated three-story commercial building. The last time this was at the ARC was July 2022, and at that meeting, the ARC requested further details of the canopies and the HVAC location.
The applicant
would
like to make a brief presentation?
Yes. Going off the historic photos I found on the Historic Dwellings Collection website, which are attached in the packet. Tried to replicate some extruded aluminum awnings that we're going to wrap, form styrofoam and wrap in aluminum to try to mimic the historic photos. The rendering attached is kind of indicative of what the lighting we would like to propose for those awnings on the Carondelet and St. Joseph Street Center. And we're waiting on guidance from Park Service for our blaze bricks.
Not quite, is it?
Yes.
For the glazed bricks, have you looked at a cathedral stone product?
I have not.
They actually have a they have a whole patching and repair product.
Nice.
For any type of glazed brick terracotta product. And so they provide a patching, and then they also provide different levels of glazes. And to get the glossy level is that you just have to apply more coat to get the gloss level, desired gloss level.
Okay.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Cathedral stone. It's my, it's one of my faves.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had a...
this building also has a sister building in the quarter, and they found where the glazed brick came from, so they can also if there if there's any that are really bad, we could also source new ones.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had a glazed terracotta project that I had, and so they became my friend, and their technical
regional company or a national company?
It's a national company, and their technical guy is phenomenal. So you can always call them. You say, I got this problem, and they'll tell you.
Yeah, that way if the car services know the current way that they're being reglazed, maybe that's something that we can do.
Okay.
That way we don't have to replace the entire face of the building.
Oh, we're trying to aim to repair then replace for the break the project.
Yeah. Right, yeah. No, these products are great.
Okay,
so.
Thank you.
Okay, so... we have, is it the awning and the
HVAC?
The HVAC and the penthouse? Are those
so
the three
things? So the
penthouse
has already been approved.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was just coming back for details for, and the HVACs are in the digital version.
Yeah. If you go to the roof.
Yeah, there's a couple of roofs.
It's
on here. It's A1.6 in the digital version for the HVAC.
Right there.
Yeah.
Are you at the height limit?
Yes, I hope so.
Has there been any discussion about adding a screen around the mechanical units?
There is not, but that's not something I believe our owner would be opposed to.
Okay.
What is the material of the underside of the canopy?
It's going to be extruded aluminum, self-draining, and then wrapping aluminum fascia to try to replicate the detailing.
Okay. Is there any public comment regarding 827 Carondelet Street? Hearing none, is there any more discussion or motion?
We'll say that it's screen of the equipment.
I mean, if you can do it, it's going to be visible.
Yeah.
I can tell you.
Yeah, especially this one.
From Hart, yeah. I can tell you because it's
kind of
right across the street, 730 Juliet.
Yeah.
That was my only concern.
Largest building on the block.
Yeah.
With the sea of condensers.
Yeah. Well, and there's nothing on the right at all.
Around.
Yeah.
Actually, right across the street, just that condo building, right? The garage?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's probably a good idea to screen it from those condominiums.
What type of screening?
I mean, I guess maybe if, perforated or something. Just something that it gives a little bit more uniformity.
Yeah.
That can always be brought back, too, because the glazed brick is going to have to come back.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a kind of perforated metal, so you kind of have airflow and doesn't, like, resist screening, create a little problem.
Is there a motion?
I move for approval with the straining of the air conditioning. You want to wait on that? You said when the glaze brick comes back?
Yeah,
we can bring it back for details if you'd like.
Oh, but a staff level, right? Not too.
Staff level is also fine. Whatever y'all want. But it is coming back for the glaze brick,
staff
regardless.
Level.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
for approval with screening of the AC to be approved at the staff level.
And a second, there's a motion by Robbie Cangellucci and a second by Miriam Salas. Yep. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much.
I really like your render.
Oh, yeah. All right, I'll take care.
Next item is 744 Camp Street. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
You ran away.
Personal address or the?
Either.
Oh, Megan Bell, 1209 Torres Street.
Thank you. Staff?
This is an application for the renovation of a non-contributing rated one-story parking structure.
Would the applicant like to make a brief presentation?
Sure. Let me pass drawings around. And this is an extra drawing. I realized I didn't include our overall floor plan, which includes the neighboring property, which is relevant context for this project. The two properties have kind of operated in tandem, even though they were under separate ownership since around 1990, because the 748 Camp Street property relies on a legal easement through 744. There's a stair at the rear of the neighboring property and an opening in the party wall that allows occupants to traverse the 744 Camp property. To access the public way. And when this property was sold, the two adjacent property owners, one sold it to the other in order to make the sale go more smoothly, because they have to operate together in order to solve for the egress of 748. So the owners were most interested in the property due to the existing restaurant that's built out on the ground floor of 748 Camp. And then they were attracted to kind of the relic or kind of ruined nature of 744 Camp as an opportunity to provide outdoor seating serving the restaurant. So for the most part, we're attempting to keep the materials in line with what's existing and just do in-kind replacement of the roof and the front facade, including the metal screening. And that's both budget related and an attempt to avoid some of the zoning regulations, like the multimodal overlay that implies that you're building exterior envelope, which is not the case for this property. So I think the most impactful thing that's being proposed at this time is a new stair on 744 Camp that would take the place of the rear egress stair on 748. There's a few reasons for that. The rear stair is not code compliant, both in its location and details, like guardrail details, but also there's some window openings that I think were not permitted to be opened back up to that stair on the rear of 748. So we've elected to relocate that stair onto 744 as far back from the street as possible. And the other advantage of that is that when those occupants utilize that stair, they'll have access to an easement on 740 Camp Street. So we're essentially recreating the easement that exists on 744 on 740 Camp Street. And so rather than have those occupants have to then traverse a space that's now in use, assembly use from a code standpoint, they're able to access an easement door directly out onto 740 Camp. I think the other concern was just what's visible through the screening. And we are proposing some support spaces related to the restaurant, including an enclosed trash room and a new walk-in cooler. The plans actually show a slight revision to that configuration because we're still working through it. But the thought is to just clad that volume in like a stucco, as well as the stair tower, actually, just a simple painted stucco finish.
Sorry, I'm not following. I did, without a site plan and having the other building in context, I'm not.
I have
site plans A 100.
Oh.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, I didn't include it in the submittal, but that first loose sheet that shows 748 and 744.
Do you only have an axonometric that shows three-dimensionally how that stair tower will look at?
No.
I think that was important.
One of the things we did, which you can see in the elevations and sections, is actually staggered it so it only abuts the party wall between 744 and 740 on the ground level in order to further kind of step that taller volume back from the street.
So the only place we see it really is on sheet A200, that stair tower elevation. It's just right now just a big blank white box.
Yes, and part of the reason for that is this is a very complicated project from a head standpoint, but there's a chance that we've kind of waved back and forth between trying to convince, you know, the different code agencies to let us maintain the exterior stair on the back. So there's a chance that we may not ultimately do this if we're approved to keep that stair, but because it's impactful, we wanted to have a discussion.
So, what is next to it? I guess I can see the photos.
Never mind. It's a parking lot.
It's a parking lot. Yeah. So you will see.
It's very visible.
Yes, yeah, so you will see a sliver of tall volume.
Yeah.
If it was between confined between two buildings, then it's disguised.
Yes.
When you replace the metal panels, right now they sort of have a pattern to them. Is that going to be replicated, or is it going to be a single?
So they're kind of a strong horizontal seam in them currently. We were thinking we would just simplify it and do just a straight vertical panel, but we're really open to any comment there.
I mean, does it have to be replaced? It seems like if you're going with the patina aesthetic.
It's possible that it could be maintained. It's in pretty poor condition, but I think a fresh coat of paint might hide some of that. The screen below, from what we can tell, if you're standing facing the building, the right side was replaced at some point, and it's in really good condition. The left section is not in great condition, so we're proposing replacing that in kind portions of the screening.
Is there any public comment regarding 744 Peter Street? Hearing none, is there more discussion?
Yeah, I think it'd be helpful to see some three-dimensional perspectives, maybe, that just kind of like allow you to see, you know, what this little trash room cooler looks like. Kind of, I mean, I guess it's like a whole bay inboard, but I think it's somewhat still visible. And then also kind of what that stair tower looks like from the street, because it looks like it goes pretty tall.
Yeah, even if we see it's fall here.
Yeah.
It's gonna be very long. But I can understand the conundrum you are in, so not right. Necessarily suggesting a better solution.
Yeah, it was just more just like be able to see it.
Right.
Like, how bad is it?
Yeah.
It's a difficult one because it's really an appendix right here.
Mm-hmm.
A very tall appendix.
Someone like to make a motion?
Unless, what if you, and this might be crazy, and you guys keep me out of the board, but what if you do something very like interesting and becomes a mural or something, and then like you're celebrating the intervention as opposed to try to, it's never going to be disguisable, right?
No.
But it's there. So instead of trying to disguise it, and then there is this whole like movement of doing art murals through this particular in this corridor, then because it's never going to go away. I mean, look in this view.
Oh, I know.
But
so
you could do something.
What if you make
like
a huge commission mural?
That is one option. One option could just be that it you know, make sure that it's clad in a way that seems uniform, you know, because this is not like the other buildings around it, but it does have its own image, and it, maybe if it's all the same thing, it'll be okay.
Okay.
You know, like the metal panel cladding could kind of continue over there or something.
All right, would someone like to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to, I guess it's, is it deferred?
Defer.
Yeah, motion to defer so that we could see some perspectives showing the extent of the new stair and the potential imagery associated with the trash and cooler element.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
We have a motion by Randy Hutchinson and a second by Robbie Cangelosi. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries
unanimously. Also, when you come back, if you can bring alternatives of how to visualize that third tower.
Okay. The next item is 601 Convention Center Boulevard.
Hello.
State your name and address for the record, please.
Carrie Maggio, 2525 Burgundy.
Sarah Dalhousie, 2525 Burgundy.
This is an application for the modification of storefront door and window openings at the ground floor of a non-contributing rated five-story multi-use parking garage building, including the installation of a new roll-up garage door opening on Girard Street. So can you get a brief presentation?
Sure. So this is a building at the corner of Convention Center Girard. The scope of the project is just a tenant build-out for an existing ground floor space. This space has never been built out. It still has a dirt floor. The ownership, Caesars and Harrah's, are putting their laundry facility, moving it from the hotel on Poydras Street to this location. So a couple of modifications were requested for the exterior of this building. First off, they would like a loading dock, an off-street loading dock, which would require an overhead door on Girard Street. We do understand that there is the multimodal corridors around this building, but Girard appears to be acceptable for new curb cuts. We've talked to the Department of Public Works. They're generally agreeable to the location. A couple of other modifications we're proposing are to move a couple of doors, kind of switch out storefront for entry doors. There's doors on Convention Center Boulevard and also on Fulton Street. The main facility entry will be off Fulton Street because their staff that are working at the facility are going to be parking in the garage and then coming down the Fulton Alley into the facility. We will have an egress door on Convention Center. So this is a facility that won't really be open to the public.
Mm-hmm.
It's really just for use. And I think that's it for now. You have any questions?
Okay, yeah, so all the openings along, so the openings along Convention Center, you're flip-flopping doors, but mm-hmm. it'll all be glazed. Mm-hmm. Opening to match existing.
Right, and we're intending to do the graphics. The windows will be covered in graphics, so there's not visibility into the facility, but they will provide daylight inside.
And then on Girard, you're removing existing openings?
Yeah, there's three arched openings, which is one structural bay to put in a 24-foot wide loading dock.
Are you doing anything to the canopy on Girard?
So that is something I would like to bring up today. We have been studying the existing building and studying actually how we can incorporate an overhead rolling door in this mm-hmm. location, and also comparing what the intended truck size is for the facility that's going to be in use. And the owner would like to get as tall an opening as possible. What you're seeing in your documents right there is an 11'9" opening, which is aligning with the, you know, the tops of the arches next door, which allows us to keep the canopy in place. But the latest coming from the owner is that they would like to consideration of removal of the canopy for those three bays, and then to raise the loading dock. Now, you don't have that in front of you for consideration, but that is something that we may need to come back and ask for. But at this time in the presentation, we're not requesting the removal of canopy, but we may need to come back for that.
Where are you exhausting the laundry?
So it's going to be kind of tied. It's there's like a gap between the way the parking deck, the vehicle entry to the parking deck, there's kind of a shaft that we're going to utilize. It's going to take it up to the top of the building.
Cool.
But we are just, honestly, we're just starting our engineering of the project, so we do not have worked out mechanical yet. So that's the intent. So we may have some modifications to that, but we're not intending to put any vents on the street.
That's what it was.
Or on this ground floor.
That's what it was. Mm-hmm. That is a very large laundry room, and that makes up for you.
Is there any public comment regarding 601 Convention Center Boulevard? Hearing none, is there any more discussion or motion?
This might be more of a difficult comment, but I would like to see a site plan to make sure that your loading dock works.
Say again?
I would like to see I don't know if in site plan your radius for your trucks work.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's not necessarily like ours, but...
Yeah, the vehicle circulation.
It's more about DPW work, but it seems...
Have that developed.
Yeah, because if it comes like here and you're backing into, it might not work. It might be having to...
And Girard is a one-way street, which just... dumps onto convention
like
center,
this.
So they'll most likely be coming down and backing
into
the
back
space.
So maybe, what is, yeah. So I don't know, I mean, you're obviously working with existing columns there, so.
We are, that's really the widest we can get without impacting the superstructure of the building.
Yeah.
It's a concrete cast-in-place column system, and I believe it's a precast cladding that starts above that first level, so we're trying to work within that parameter of not disturbing either of those.
And you do need the two bays? I mean, just
it's one bay. It's one structural bay, but
no.
It's three.
Do you imagine that you will have two trucks at the same time?
Oh, two trucks, yes. Yes, we are, The owner would like to have space for two trucks.
This may not be germane, but how are the linens getting from the hotel to here and back? Through the trucks? The truck is bringing it back and forth?
Sure, and that's part of the two-truck process, is that you might have a truck of dirty and you have a truck of clean, and then they're switching them out throughout the day. And this facility is going to service not only the existing hotel, but the new Caesars Hotel that's being built currently.
Okay. We need a project of similar scale in Savannah. We have 500 rooms, and we did was we put golf carts sort of in a tunnel, but it was less large with having the big trucks in this such a, because small city block area, right? And the golf carts kind of did the same job. Like, it wasn't closed golf carts, and it was
maybe, right, and that that's not what their vision is for this. They would like to keep be able to use, I think the truck that they're proposing is a Zuzu box truck.
Okay.
A certain size, and that's what we're working through now, is to make sure we can fit that into the opening.
And it is that tall, the truck.
What's that?
It is that tall that requires the canopy to be cut, that potentially will require the canopy to be interrupted.
Correct, right. So we think that we could potentially get an opening of 13.3, well right now the drawings indicate 11.9.
Uh-huh.
We think we could potentially go to 13.3, however we do have some precast anchor brackets that we're contending with. So On this same building, you'll see at the vehicle entrances to the parking deck that you have no canopies.
Okay.
And so we would be looking for a similar condition that you would see down the street.
Gotcha.
For if we do determine that we need to remove that portion of the canopy and are able to get a higher door level, it would be similar to what's on Convention Center Boulevard.
Should we defer then until you find out what you're doing?
I would like to get a determination on what's presented, and then come back if that's possible.
If something changes.
Right, with changes.
Getting rid of the
just
canopy,
so we can make sure we're
the door height and all this.
Just so we can make sure we're on the right, in the right, going in the right direction.
Yeah, the loading height is 14 feet, or is that not?
The door opening is 11.9. Now, this is not a required off-street loading area for zoning code.
Okay.
So we're not intending, and our interpretation is that we don't need to comply with required loading dock heights. But then again, we are concurrently reviewing with, you know, where City Planning Commission is taking a look at this as well.
Okay. I make a motion for approval.
Yeah, I second that.
We have a motion by Robbie Cangelosi and a second by Ashley King. All in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next item on the agenda is 429 Julia Street.
Address
for the record, please.
My name is Nick Minsell.
All right.
And your address?
6414 Cartier Drive, New Orleans.
Great, thank you. Sal?
This is a review of a brick selection and appeal of a previous ARC recommendation for denial of painting new masonry at a reconstructed brick facade wall of a contributing rated one-story warehouse building in full control warehouse. So staff originally approved the brick that you can see here. This was noted as being a close color or in close color family to the existing. So it was approved by staff. Unfortunately, I don't think this brick is available anymore.
By the time it was approved, it was out of production. And they only had, I think, 7,000, and I think we needed 12,000. That is the correct size. That's a king size brick, but it is shorter. And the reason why it is shorter is because we had heritage joints. And on the existing, there are fractures caused by weakening of the joints, and so we are afraid to go back, and our engineer would not approve going back with the heritage joints. So the thinness of that compared to the other is just to compensate for the width of the joints. And we've been looking high and low for a smooth face brick of any color. And on the king size, this one is actually called, and we only got it. Yes, this one's king size, and it is called Old Fredericksburg. And as of this morning, we could get it. I don't like this brick. I don't like the texture on it. I don't like the color of it. And I would hope you'd not like it either. We have not, I mean, I'll take anybody's suggestions. We've been to every brickyard in the Tri-Parish area. The actual brick is far more chocolate, almost the color of the seats of your chairs. And this building has been painted numerous times. And we're willing to go with anything. We have almost $70,000 worth of millwork sitting on the inside just waiting for us to continue with the work. So anything you can do to help me would be appreciated.
So the issue with the smooth face brick is matching the existing size?
The existing brick, as you can see, if you go back a slide or two, is a relatively smooth face, a chocolate, oversized brick. But We cannot get it. We've searched all over for that one, and that one is would be too big. The joints would never match up with regular joints. But I'd like the one that was approved, but by the time it was approved, they had sold half of what we had.
And this is the one that was approved.
That was the one that was approved, and I'd be perfectly happy with that, but I can't seem to find it.
Okay, but the proposal was to keep it unpainted or painted?
That one we could keep either way.
And then, but can you find a different color in this smooth?
I have not been able to find any smooth.
And just even in a standard, is it because of the height?
Oh, no, because of the size.
But is it the height or the length?
Length. It's a king size length, and that is a modular height. Okay. And the modular height is because of the fact that it has to sooner or later line up with the coursing. And if we use the existing brick that was there, we could only use a heritage joint, which our engineer said is going to do the same thing. It'll probably do it quicker because we now have traffic. But he's suggesting at a 16, 17 feet tall, even if we reinforce it, which we are, that there's going to be some problems.
Okay. So if I remember correctly, the discussion previously was it's okay if this facade is slightly different because it's a whole new construction. It's not a reconstruction, correct? It's not classified as a reconstruction in terms of MPS definition. So are we okay with, I feel strongly it needs to be a smooth brick.
Especially compared to that. Yes.
Yeah. So are we okay with a shorter length?
I mean,
we've already said it's okay that the two buildings don't match.
Yeah.
I'm not sure it's a shorter length.
Or
it's a shorter height.
Well, I'm saying what's available.
Oh.
Like if you can find, I would be okay personally if it was more of a modular brick size, meaning it was, less length.
But same height.
To be able to get the smooth face.
But the same height.
Right.
I would be happy to look for that. Okay. Again, and it would change it long as everyone knows that it'll be, I think it'll be perceptible what it's a different brick in both directions, in my opinion, because of the joint and because of the shortness, it would be that. But to tell you the truth, I think that's the best solution that I've seen yet.
We've already determined it's going to be different. I think we already determined that we weren't recreating it. We couldn't. And so
it's degrees of difference now.
Mm-hmm.
And to be quite truthful, it should be different because part of it failed.
Right.
Yeah. That's a given. Part of it is continuing to fail as it meets the corner of Tropatulas and Julia at 755 Tropatulas. Right when you turn the corner, I got a shear crack. So in a year, somebody will be back here asking you to replace that piece of wall, too.
Hmm.
Do you think you can find that smoothness, that color, in a standard size brick?
The problem I've been having is the king size
king
with a smooth face. For some reason, everybody seems to like really bad textures and really bad colors. And I was amazed. I mean, if I had to do a brick house, I'd paint the son of a bitch because the colors are so bad. I mean, that, for instance, that color that we submitted, that's wonderful compared to everything else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, girl.
All right, is there any public comment regarding 429 Julia Street?
Could I just ask one last thing? Mackenzie, could you scroll down to the next picture? There's a second brick, or a little lower than that. There was an earlier brick submission that was a little lighter that was initially rejected by staff because it wasn't in the same color family. But if this would give them more options for sourcing bricks, would you be comfortable with that as the color match between
them? Yeah, because is it being painted?
That's another question, too.
Well,
it was denied painting.
We say no paint.
Okay.
They requested a previous meeting several months ago, but it was deferred.
I think Eleanor and someone else had stated that they prefer not to have it painted.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
At
this point in time, I'm sorry.
I don't remember. I remember the discussion.
But in any case, I'd be happy to paint it, and I'd be willing to paint the whole facade of Julia so that we had one uniform color. Right now, and as it stated before we took the wall down, we had three colors that were close, but nowhere near a match. But I'll be glad to paint the whole thing, and I've already consulted with my owner, and he said he'd be glad to do it.
And to reiterate, the building that this is replacing was painted brick. So
right.
This isn't out of set.
Yeah.
Right.
No, I remember.
Yeah.
What is on the screen, I think, is better option than everything that we're talking about. Mm-hmm. And I'm in the same field of finding bricks. It's becoming hard.
I'm more than happy to look at what Ashley said about getting a standard size brick and get it. The smooth face is more important to me than the modular brick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just want to have my mason say that he's not going to go crazy because of any alignment. Also, and I don't think this is going to make a difference, but our casework, which is, there's a lot of windows in there, are already done. It's all custom wood case, and they're already stored in the building.
Oh, wow.
So they were based on the other brick. So I don't think there'll be a problem with that. I think we can fake that sufficiently to get it right. But just to let you know on that, I mean, I can't change my millwork.
As y'all go into a motion, I think it's important to let you know that there's a lot of the neighborhood is very anxious for this project to proceed.
Yes.
So if
yes.
there's any way that you can craft your motion to allow the staff to make decisions about the painting and the choosing the bricks so we can avoid having to wait another month to come back, would be very appreciated.
Yeah. I completely agree. As one of the neighbors.
I appreciate that statement because we're getting pressure from the neighbors, and it's right. justifiable pressure. I mean, it's nothing unreasonable.
I move to let the staff make the determination on this particular project.
A second.
We have a motion by Robbie and a second by Ashley King. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Appreciate the help.
Would you like to sample that?
Nah.
Very clever bringing that one in, too, by the way.
Yeah, let me take that one. That one,
Please don't leave this sample here.
You'll get a variation on this. Nobody wants that brick.
We don't want it.
Right,
thanks,
Leanne.
Right,
the next item is 649 St. Charles Avenue.
749
St. Charles Avenue. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Ken Gowlin, Metro City Architect, 6501 Spanish Fork Boulevard, New Orleans, Louisiana.
Great, thank you.
This is a new construction of a 28,000 square foot, five-story commercial building on a vacant lot. At the previous ARC meeting, the ARC stated that the proposed gallery was too heavy and overwhelming on the street. They recommended changing the gallery on the second floor through fourth floors to balconies with a smaller depth than the gallery on the first floor. They also recommended removing the double column to a single column and lightening the horizontal elements of the gallery and balconies. The ARC stated that the proportions of the transoms relative to the granite headers should be further explored, as well as the proportions of the storefront glass. The smaller pilasters on the storefront should be further articulated.
So I tried to mark up too, guys. So when you go in the elevations that have red, this was all of my notes from the meeting. And then we've got the new ones behind it. Same thing with the renderings. I just tried to follow the same format where the comments are listed. And then we have the new proposed renderings. We have two storefront options, so we kept, because one of the comments that I have is potentially varying the storefront glazing scale. So we have the first storefront option you see in the first revised elevation still keeps the six equal. The second one, we did a slightly different, so we have a double door with two storefront panels and a kick panel at the street level, at the sidewalk.
Is that the only difference between these two?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, just the storefront, guys, is the only difference. The biggest change, you know, so we did try to respond. The understanding being that the hierarchy should be on the building itself, not the galleries. So the prior iteration, where the comment was the galleries were overpowering the facade, we've since removed, first thing was we removed the roof off of the upper level so that we're able to see the entirety of the masonry work at the head of the building, along with the pilasters continuing up to the top. We were able to get a thinner structure for the galleries by retaining the columns. We have some issues with, if we do go to more of a cantilever configuration, they get heavier. And so in this configuration, with the columns retained, we're actually able to keep that structural work for the balcony much thinner. It went from a foot to 9 inches in depth. We also simplified the railing to make it less dense. So it's just a very simple, straightforward iron picket rail, which allows for some greater opacity through that condition. We did pull it back as suggested. We did pull the depth back some to what we think is a minimal usable level given the program for the facility. As far as the street level, we did also reduce the stone head condition by about 8 inches to get it a taller proportion on the glazing. But I think in our studies, any thinner than what we show, then it starts to look unbalanced with the pilaster conditions, the vertical conditions that flank it. So this felt like a good balance to us in terms of addressing the comment, while at the same time getting a taller sore firm condition on the street level. Our preference is the larger scale glazing storefront with the kick panel underneath it. It seems to be that little bit of variation to us seems to give some richness to the overall facade, as opposed to keeping the six equal like we have on the upper floors. It also helps differentiate that condition from the residential condition above and the commercial condition below. Materiality is still the same as what we came to you guys originally with. The parapet caps are all going to be the granite. We still have the hammered granite paneling at the street level, and then just masonry for the pilaster conditions and the top of the building entablature condition. That's none of that changed.
How deep are the?
They are 4 foot from the face of the pilaster.
It just seems to me like it's treated like a gallery, but it's the depth of the balcony.
To us, 4 foot is really a minimal depth for a usable condition. I mean,
right.
We keep coming across conditions on historic buildings that are less, where people, this is over at the PRC, where people are having to make those things deeper so they're actually usable.
But why
do they have to be galleries?
It just seems like if you're going to have a column supported element, then it should be big. It should be the
whole
building
of
the gallery.
It should be deeper or get rid of the columns and make
it
shallow.
I'm not certain Public Works would let you put columns in the middle of
the sidewalk. We already have real estate and records. We've gone through, yes. We've
what
gone through
that. Depth?
And it's a common condition on the street, guys, on both sides of the street.
Got it.
What was the depth that you proposed previously? You made them shallower than they were the last time, right?
Yes. We
what
took
were they
a foot before? Off. We took a foot off.
I think that was supposed to be in combination with removing the column,
yeah.
You would make them less deep.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I did not interpret that. I just interpreted making them, you know, the biggest comment that we saw with the balconies was that they were overpowering the facade element.
Yeah.
What we're proposing today, we think, clearly brings that facade forward in the composition and lets that gallery condition recede back. Structurally, we would like to stay away from a cantilever condition regardless of depth. And again, across the street, we have columns supported, and on this side of the street, we have columns supported.
Yes, but they're full deeper. Galleries. They're the full depth of the sidewalk. There's a difference between a gallery depth
that's column supported and a balcony that's cantilevered.
And that's usually like a foot off the curb, right? Yeah. Is the gallery.
So I guess what I'm trying to understand is a deeper condition favored? In which case we might be obscuring a little bit more of the primary street facade. Not much more. I think most of the changes did. The biggest change, guys, pulling the roof off the top, I think, you know, gave us the degree of exposure to the facade that we were looking for.
I guess one option would be, you know, keep your balconies the way you have them on the third, fourth, and fifth, and then turn the second floor into a gallery so it's deeper.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe, I don't know, there's an odd condition where you have these two columns right beside each other.
So those are gone, though, now.
No, they're still there.
No, they're too high. Because they're middle, because they're split.
Because they're balconies out of the
center, center so it's like a lot of columns in one spot, and then also not far enough away from the building. So that's why I'm sort of suggesting that maybe there's an approach to a gallery at the ground level.
And you could...
Then you could have the right distance, and you could probably get rid of that one column, make those two into one. And then now all of your galleries can still be column supported. I'm sorry, or your balconies can be still column supported, but they're coming down to the gallery on the second floor, transferring the load out to the columns that go out a foot off of the curb. And I'm just sort of prescriptively making a suggestion.
No, I appreciate that. My concern would be that starts to maybe introduce a level of complexity into that part of the building that then starts to again compete with what we're trying to do, which is get that masonry component to be the primary focus in the higher visual hierarchy of what's out there. And so I think any added articulation, whether it's balcony or gallery, to me starts to compete with that condition behind it. So we went through some effort to really simplify this so that we don't have a lot of variety in the projecting elements of the building. And that's very simple and straightforward presentation of what is projecting forward. And that complements the sort of simple three pilaster division across the building and then celebrating the top so that they're more uniformly connected. The double column condition next to each other, in my mind, I think that's picking up the pilaster geometry and line work of what's behind it at the storefront. Mm-hmm. And I think the major concern that we had too, which led us to this balcony solution, guys, was when you were contiguous with the iron balconies across the front, the scale of the building really did not seem to be in line with what we see the grain on that facade, that street facade. And so when you have a large, flat, contiguous gallery, the building starts to get pretty wide looking compared to its neighbors, whereas we had the separate balconies seems to work a little bit more with the grain of the block, the street frontage.
And then there's a depth difference at the second floor?
There is not a depth difference
in the
at
rendering,
the second floor.
Visually it's shown that way, but it's not supposed to be that way.
Oh, I'm sorry, on the steel, yes. We did keep the bottom balcony steel deeper just to kind of have a little sense of heaviness at that line. And
yeah, so
we went to the thinner up above. So yes, that is
correct. So there is already kind of a difference at that level.
Very subtle.
And I think you're right. Like, I think this ground floor storefront with kick plate looks a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like way better. I think it's a really beautiful building. It's getting there. And I think it's just a matter of, like, I don't know. I think it's, like, this crowd is going to be hard to convince of a gallery that's too shallow.
We don't have a problem going back out. I mean, that's
well,
not...
Well, I don't know if that's a problem.
What if you do a gallery, a full gallery at the ground floor,
on balconies,
and a four-foot cantilever at the upper floor?
That is what the previous ARC recommendation
that's what
was.
I'm saying. The prior direction was gallery in the first level and balconies above.
Again, you know, just from our standpoint, structurally, it's going to get heavier because of the cantilever components.
Well, maybe the horizontal is heavier, but the entire frame will not, because by eliminating the verticals, you are taking away from it visually.
Yeah.
And I guess I'm just curious.
So we asked for an option for that. I think at least that should have been presented as well as your idea.
Okay. And I'm just curious, guys, what does the column do negatively, in your opinion?
It makes it very busy.
Which column?
All the columns going
all
up
of the columns. So everything above the first floor.
Is too close to the building.
No.
That's the main issue.
The ground floor ones will be pushed out, and then all the others will be eliminated.
And that's the thing. Like, I think.
And balconies typically don't have columns that attach them.
Right.
Correct.
So you're creating an odd condition.
But would it be wrong to actually have
this one across the street is also really odd, but it also is only two stories, and it also only has
stories. It's not.
It also only has columns on the corners. There's no columns in the middle. It's much less busy that way because there's less columns.
There's the horrific gallery, the purple gallery.
Yeah, that one's terrible.
That's horrific.
But I just think that, having those columns moved away from your...
Yeah, I mean, I think we could look at eliminating the middle column.
Yeah, moving them away from your stone facade on the ground floor, I think it will be helpful. Because I think what's interesting is your elevations actually look really great. It's just that when you see it obliquely in perspective, that's when you realize that the columns seem to be too close to the storefronts. Mm-hmm. So it's just a slight resolution to... I would at least want to see supported balconies that come down to the supported gallery, because those columns would be in two different locations. But a way to address the issue of the cantilever.
I'm not sure that would
work. That's where I'm actually looking.
I would just want to see it to say, that doesn't
think
work.
Of a precedent
I don't think
that has that condition.
Works. Mm-hmm. No.
Typically, the galleries are stacked. I mean,
but we're forcing them to make them cantilever.
I think we would. I think they would be unsupported balconies with a wider gallery.
So a wider gallery in the first level of galleries and balconies above.
Yeah, which is a really typical,
very common.
Yeah,
those are going to be really, really thick.
They're like having two planes of columns.
No. I'm just saying.
And only the load carrying would be very difficult on that, too.
Yeah. One thing...
Well, I'll tell you, the load carrying on the cantilever is not the simplest thing in the world.
No,
either.
But we could always at least see an option.
Well, I think we're trying to compromise by saying, a deeper balcony than would be typical. But I think, ultimately, the preference would be for a regular depth balcony. Yeah. But I understand your client wants a usable or deeper balcony because of the amenity that it provides. Mm-hmm. So, we're trying to compromise with
I appreciate it. And I think we can definitely delete these columns to show you what it looks like. I think, my concern was just moving it into a more complex resolution, because this clearly sets us on the path for a simpler design, which is preferable, as the original was a little fussy, right? Like, I think we all agreed that the original galleries were a bit fussy and overwrought, and that we don't want to draw any more activity or visual attention onto that, so that it is balanced with what is behind it, which I feel like where we are now is getting us there. So if ARC is asking, hey, let's just look at it one more time with that side by side, we're not going to, I understand we'll go with this, if we can, just settle on that storefront issue today, on which one is preferable, so we'll only show that option in the context. I think we can address your request, but I'd like to bring this one back with the depth adjustment that's suggested, right? Get the column further away and kind of see what the two look like, and then we'll also have to, like I said, make the horizontal component thicker for the upper portion to address the request structure.
Yes. And something also that will help, although that's on the DPA.
We'll show the storefront relative, now that we have a potentially approved concept on the storefront, the plan will reflect the approved storefront concept.
Yeah, but also what I was going to say is, like, show the extent of where the sidewalk truly ends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll expand it out for you, no problem.
Just a little site plan condition. Basically, because what I'm seeing here, the maneuvering around the columns on your door when it's in the open position.
Mm-hmm.
I feel I think somebody might be maneuvering a wheelchair, etc., might be a little bit tricky, right? So visualizing the whole thing.
No problem.
And are you building at 18 inches? Are you building at 18 inches?
We already have BBSA floodplain to go at street level.
We'll say everything on this one is street level.
Exactly.
So. Is there any public comment regarding 749 St. Charles Avenue?
I have one more question. Which Nietzsche panel system are you using?
It's the 18-inch deep lap. It's the one that we used on Commerce that you guys approved.
Okay.
And so that's the patterning that you see in the renderings.
Okay. It just looked tight in the renderings.
So it's not the mirror reflective kind
of. It's drawn to scale. Unfortunately, they do not have a wider option. That is the widest option.
Is the preferred storefront the uneven one?
Yeah.
The one
with
me.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I think
Very nice.
I do have a little bit of a question about the openings on the upper floors. They all look very consistent, and I can't tell what is the door and what's the window. Is that part of the intent?
We're staying consistent. We don't want to be fussy. The end panels, so like closer to this interior lot line side, that is an operable door.
Okay.
Everything else is a fixed glass. I feel like the longer I practice here, I'm trying to do less every project. Well, because it doesn't work. Like, in my experience, like, getting overwrought doesn't work. You want to fit in with New Orleans context. If you actually look at most of our architecture, it's very straightforward.
Yep.
All right, is there any more discussion or is there a motion?
I'll make a motion for, I guess it's deferred to come back with a, I guess, adjust the proportions of the gallery over the side wall. And then adjust the balconies to be non-column supported cantilevered. And we'll take a look at that.
On floors 3, 4, and 5.
Correct.
But still have a ground floor gallery,
right.
Balconies on 3, 4, and 5.
You got it.
That'd be the second option.
Yep.
Is there a second?
A second.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Yeah,
keep
that one.
Motion carries unanimously.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
You know, the sidewalk there is very wide. Like, the sidewalk is not going to be...
I think showing where that sidewalk is.
You can adjust to what they're asking
No, but, you know, typically you walk under the gallery as the sidewalk, but that's not going to be the case here.
Yeah, I know that sidewalk's super wide. That's why we want to see that in the site plan.
I mean, yes, I've been sure.
Just to see where it is relative to the edge.
They just want to see... They want to see...
Before the bulb on.
Yeah, not just on the site plan, but they want to see it on the first floor plan.
Mm-hmm.
We had just I know, that's the site plan, but this, we cut it off to make it fit on 11 or something. But it's not a big deal. We'll just show it detail.
That's
the
last one.
All right, guys, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
guys. Do you want me to take this?
Yeah, if you want them back.
That's up to y'all.
So we just,
I know y'all.
We just recycle them anyway. Supporting.